The Trump administration's intent to clamp down on undocumented immigrants living in the United States could have broad economic implications for states. Results from a newly updated Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy report out today disputes the contention espoused by the president during his address to Congress that undocumented immigrants are a drain to taxpayers. Let's look at the numbers with Meg Wehe, Director of Programs at the Institute. Meg, thanks for joining us on Newsworks tonight.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
I suspect there's a popular notion that undocumented immigrants evade paying most taxes. To what extent is or is not that the case?
Well, it's definitely not the case. I think given the question, if the question is, and we hear whether or not undocumented immigrants are paying their fair share in taxes, the answer is definitely yes. In fact, they're paying a higher share of their income in state and local taxes than even the top 1% of taxpayers.
Is that because the top 1% enjoy tax dodges?
Exactly. And they enjoy many, many tax breaks that are not available to lower and middle income taxpayers.
So what are some of the categories of taxes that undocumented immigrants are subject to?
Sure. Well, I think the most important one to point out, because I'm sure there are questions of, you know, how is this the case undocumented immigrants are paying taxes, is that just like you and me and everyone else living and working in the United States, they're paying sales and excise taxes every single time they buy an article of clothing, purchase an item from a local store, every time they put gas in their car. If they own homes, roughly 30% of undocumented immigrants across the country are homeowners, they're paying property taxes.
The number often presented is that there are some 11 million undocumented workers in the United States, and based on that sample size, is it possible to make a pretty good guess of how many tax dollars are being generated?
Absolutely. Our study that we released today estimates that it's close to $12 billion in state and local taxes that the estimated 11 million undocumented immigrants pay each year.
Can you break that down by state and specifically our region, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware?
Sure. In Pennsylvania, our report estimates that the undocumented immigrants in the state pay roughly $135 million a year in state and local taxes. In New Jersey, that's closer to $600 million a year in state and local taxes. And in Delaware, it's just over $13 million in state and local taxes.
So let's focus more closely on New Jersey. That seems like a pretty large number.
I think that's largely because if you look at where undocumented immigrants live in our country, New Jersey has the fourth largest share of the population. Pennsylvania is number five. And, I mean, I think that the population size is largely what plays into the larger share of state and local taxes paid in that state.
Meg, has the Institute thought about a hypothetical whereby a substantial percentage of that 11 million cohort would be successfully deported? And what effect would that have on economies?
I think it's hard to quantify exactly how much would be lost, but I think it is very clear, and the report really clearly shows what's at stake with the policy of mass deportation. It would be billions of dollars in state and local revenue. And that's really just the minimum of what states could lose, since forcing out that many people would inevitably entail huge disruptions to state and local economies that would go far beyond even the loss of workers and tax dollars.
Meg Wehe, thanks for joining us on Newsworks Tonight.
Oh, and thank you very much for having me.
Meg Wehe is Director of Programs at the Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy.